All right, if you're just now joining me, I don't want to make you mad this early in the morning, but if you want a vivid example of media bias, and I mean media bias that is tailored to create a negative impression, then you're going to love this. It's MSNBC again. This is in Connecticut, in front of a state legislative committee there. The father of one of the children killed at Sandy Hook Elementary last month was reportedly heckled when he expressed opposition to people owning military-style assault rifles, as they're called. Here is, and keep in mind, this is the kind of thing that just plays into the stereotype of what liberals and gun controllers want you to think, want the public to think about supporters of the Second Amendment, that they're heartless, that they don't care about people, that they care more about guns than human beings. This is how Martin Bashir presented this on his very little watched program on MSNBC.
Why anybody in this room needs to have one of these assault style weapons or military weapons? All right.
Sounds terrible, right? Right?
Please, please, no comments while Mr. Heslin is speaking, okay, or we'll clear the room.
A father's grief interrupted by the cries of a heckler. That was the scene today in Hartford, Connecticut, where the parents of children killed at Sandy Hook Elementary testified before an audience that wasn't always friendly.
Beyond the words, "a father's grief" by Martin Bashir, everything else he said was a lie. There were no hecklers. There were no cries. He was not interrupted. We will play the actual unedited version of the father's testimony. Again, someone had to edit this tape on purpose. Here is how it actually went down.
No, I wish I asked, if there's anybody in this room that can give me one reason or challenge this question, why anybody in this room needs to have one of these assault-style weapons or military weapons or high-capacity clips. And now one person can answer that question or give me an answer.
Such things shall not be infringed.
All right.
Please, please, no comments while Mr. Heslin is speaking, okay, or we'll clear the room. Mr. Heslin, please continue.
Anybody, anyway, we're all entitled to our own opinion, and I respect their opinions and their thoughts, but I wish they'd respect mine and give it a little bit of thought.
Boy, that sure is a different context. He raises that question, and nobody says a thing. And so then he says, what, nobody can answer this question? And only then, when he prompts the crowd, do some people step forward. So once again, play the isolated part if you can, Phil. This is how Martin Bashir presented it.
Needs to have one of these assault-style weapons or military weapons.
Shall not be infringed.
Look at that.
All right.
And do you have the actual unedited version isolated as well, or do we need to play the whole thing? Okay, but the point is, Phil says that it wasn't even artfully edited. I mean, it sounds, you know, clunky. It's like North Korea style, you know, editing. Old
Soviet. Needs to have one of these assault style weapons or military weapons.
See, it's what he calls a jump. Where you clearly are putting together two things that didn't happen at anywhere near the same time. So now, again, here's the unedited.
needs to have one of these assault-style weapons or military weapons or high-capacity clips.
No one says anything.
Now, one person can answer that question or give me any. All right.
And then, only then, when he said no one can answer the question, and then I think he said give me an answer, or give, you know, he said something else, and then people, after maintaining a very respectful silence, as you would expect, for heaven's sakes, this father saw his six-year-old son with a bullet hole between his eyes, for crying out loud. You can understand his grief, and if his grief has him pushing for a ban on the kind of weapon that killed his kid, people understand that, people being empathetic, but they deliberately spliced this tape to create that impression. And what do you want to bet? No one loses their job over this. But this is what you see here is a lie. What you see here is somebody deliberately putting together, editing the tape, doctoring it, if you will, to create an impression that something happened that did not happen.
And you hit on this earlier. A bunch of other media outlets started running with this narrative, they, and this headline.
Exactly. They ran with the, my father, Second father
Amendment
of slain child
backers,
heckled.
Yeah, Second Amendment backers heckle grieving dad. And Brittany and I were surfing around on different news sites here. We stumbled across what was on HuffPo, and Huffington Post still has the blaring headline, heckled dad. Let me see if I can pull it up here.
He wasn't. This is just outrageous.
And let me see. Here we go. Neil Heslin, father of Newton, victim, heckled by pro-gun activists. And, that's posted as of 6:40 Eastern time. Even updated. It says updated yesterday at 12:44 in the morning Eastern time.
They better update their update.
Yeah. So no clarification on this portion of HuffPost site. And to compound all that, over 40,000 comments for this story on this particular HuffPo page. And I haven't gone through to scan through all of them. I just looked at the bulk number.
No,
but
and what it did is
I'm hopeful that somewhere in that 40,000 comments, there are a bunch that say, might want to update your story, HuffPo.
Yeah, you see, I'm sure a lot of these comments are from people whose bigotry against Second Amendment supporters has just been nourished by this. Because a lot of people, the thing about working in Seattle as a conservative is that you understand the liberal mindset. It's all around you. And, people you like. People you work with who have that mindset, and a lot of other people out there, very much a liberal culture in Seattle, kind of conservative economically, but liberal culturally and left wing in politics. And they have these bizarre caricature stereotypes, these crude stereotypes of people who believe in the Second Amendment. And it's kind of funny for me to look at, except they act on those stereotypes. They believe this stuff. And in order to make the stereotype fit, they had to doctor this tape. And again, just one more time, if you could play how Martin Bashir, how MSNBC presented it, and then how it really went down.
Needs to have one of these assault-style weapons or military weapons. All right.
And now what really happened?
Needs to have one of these assault-style weapons or military weapons or high-capacity clips.
No one says a thing.
And now one person can answer that question. Or give me
He said, no, not one person can answer
all
that
right.
Or give me an answer. And then you heard people, when he prompted them, finally answer him. So, again, the fact that so many media outlets ran with this because they wanted to believe it. It feeds their stereotype. But the question is, will they now step forward and say, oops, I was wrong, or this was complete bogus BS, we never should have run this. Anderson Cooper has already pulled back on it. Good for him. We'll see if others do. Lines ringing here at 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
A father's grief interrupted by the cries of a heckler. That was the scene today in Hartford, Connecticut, where the parents of children killed at Sandy Hook Elementary testified before an audience that wasn't always friendly.
YKVI? Perspective, passion, principles. Where you get your news and views matters. Thanks for choosing America's original conservative talk station. Talk Radio 570 KVI.